is the Don and Mike Show.
Homosexuals are trying to compare their plight with the plight of black men or black people. In the process of history, homosexuals have never been castrated. Millions of them never died. Homosexuality is a decision. It's not a race. And when you look at it, people from all different ethnic backgrounds live in this lifestyle. But people from all different ethnic backgrounds also are liars and cheaters and malicious and backstabbing. We're in sin, and because this nation is in sin, God will judge it if we don't get it right.
A lot of times people, media and people in general, think people are crazy when they say God spoke to them. I didn't hear an audible voice. Nobody came and knocked on the door and told me, Reggie, you should do this. I just heard something in my mind that gave me extreme peace. While I was getting my back rubbed, God spoke to me and told me I made a promise. When I signed the deal, last year I signed a 5-year deal with the promise to the team that I would play for 2 years. I made a promise to the Green Bay Packers that I would play for 2 years. And while I was laying down, the Lord spoke to me and said, you made a promise. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you made a promise. You promised them that you would play 2 years, and I want you to fulfill that commitment.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration. A lot of us like to dance, and if you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down because they really get into it. White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization. You guys do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money pretty much better than a lot of people do around the world. Hispanics were gifted in family structure. And you can see a Hispanic person, and they could put 20 or 30 people in one home. They were gifted in the family structure. When you look at the Asian is very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch. They're very creative. Then you look at the Indians. They've been very gifted in the spirituality. When you put all of that together, guess what it makes? It forms a complete image of God.
The Don and Mike Show. The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. And good Wednesday afternoon to you, everybody. It's the day after the election, and we all know what that means. Hey, it's Rob.
I can't talk. It's still too close to call.
Well, you know, many of you who are listening yesterday know that I spent probably 128 consecutive seconds campaigning for my write-in candidacy. And I'm here to tell you today that it's time for my concession speech to the president, President Bush. Who knew? I ran on a platform I thought people wanted. NFL football every night, Christmas every day, and pizza at Burger King outlets all over this great land of ours. But the American people have spoken. President Bush has been reelected. This just in case you haven't been near a television or a radio. But you are now, and welcome to the Best of Don and Mike, because that's really what it's all about. Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. And you do want to listen live at 3. You know why? Oh, look, 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 look. New prizes are in the prize closet. And I know everybody likes these, a WWE Survivor Series prize pack. Everybody loves WWE. Complete first season of HBO's The Wire on DVD. Or $500 in laser loot from Georgetown, laser hair removal, just for listening to Don and Mike live at 3. Now, getting into the best of. Been talking so much, I didn't even look at my sheet. This segment of Best Of is called What Did Alan Do? Obviously about our former general manager, Alan Line One. And this will be good to listen to because I don't recall Alan doing much of anything in his entire tenure here. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
We're going to start with something that happened to me just moments ago, and it's a chance for you, Mike.
Yes.
And you, Buzz.
Yes. Oh, I love games.
To win a valuable prize.
Oh, goody.
Yay.
The valuable prize has not yet been determined.
It's a prize to be played later.
Yes, but let me just say it will be a gift of some kind.
Good.
Are you ready to play the game? What did Alan do? Let me give you the setup.
All right, very good.
Today, and I'll give you more specifics, but I'll give you the very broad overview.
What did Alan do?
I had to have lunch today with our general manager, Alan Linewand, at a popular Washington area restaurant. Little did Alan know, nor did I know, until I walked into the restaurant and saw the booth that was available and reserved for us for our luncheon.
Yes.
Sitting in the booth directly behind me, back to back, the diminutive, evil, greedy owner of the Washington Redskins, Dan Snyder. Now, this is just dumb luck.
Sure is.
As I'm sitting, because it's a packed restaurant, I don't know he's going to be there. He obviously don't know I'm going to be there. Uh-huh. Alan's made the reservation at the restaurant. Uh-huh. Alan's not there. When I walk in the restaurant, as soon as I get there, the employees are saying to me, oh, hey, you know who's here? You know who's here?
Oh, dear.
So now here is the question. What does Alan do? And I'll tell you this.
Are you going to give us choices? Or do you want me to guess?
Because
I can guess.
I'm going to give you choices. And I'm going to tell you, to heighten the excitement, that I tipped Alan off. I did call Alan on his cell phone.
That's important.
He was late. Lunch scheduled for noon. I'm sitting next to my arch rival, Dan Snyder. I mean, back to back. I call Alan and I say, hey, Al, first, you're late. And second, you should know this. Snyder is sitting at the booth directly next to ours. My back is to his back. I'm overhearing. I'm eavesdropping on his entire conversation. I say, if you want to change tables, I'm okay with that. But I just want to tell you, Snyder's here. So here now, let's play What Will Alan Do? Here are your options.
Okay, good.
I mean, incidentally, just to be ahead of the game here, I have just, out of pure fun, I've written down the complete answer of what I thought he did. Just, and I will put it over here just
in
case. Just in case.
As have I.
Yes.
You have three choices.
All right.
Will Alan say to me, Don, yes, that's an awkward situation. Why don't you ask the maitre d' if he can get us another table, or meet me up front and we'll get another table?
All right.
Thanks, pal. You really helped me out of a bind.
Okay, that's one possibility, very real.
Or, as Alan enters the restaurant and goes past the tables, and now keeping in mind as he's entering the restaurant, he'll see Snyder before he sees me.
Okay.
Snyder's booth is ahead of my booth.
All right.
Will he either, here's one scenario.
So he said, Alan, will he tell you to move tables?
Alan, yeah. Will Alan tell us to move tables? Or will he walk into the restaurant, approach Dan Snyder's table, and then say, I'd like you to meet my star player. I'm sure you've heard about him, but you know he just does a radio show, and he's quite a fan of yours.
Right.
Don, you remember Dan Snyder.
Okay.
Right. Or.
Number three.
And don't let the music give you any false impressions here. We're just trying to get
really
as much
to the excitement.
As much of this different goofy music as we can.
Sounds good. That music sounds fantastic.
Hold on, a little lunch on the CD.
What are you doing?
Can I move it?
Get horseradish sauce on the CD player?
I don't know. Ask the boy.
Right,
cue it up.
He's going to reload it. Because this is the dramatic moment.
Yeah, it is.
And, okay, so, and we have three choices.
So your three choices are...
I believe
are,
the correct answer coming up.
Your three choices are... Uh-huh. Keep in mind, I'm having lunch with Alan at a public restaurant. Snyder of the Redskins is there. I've said on the air that the guy's a pest.
There's drama here.
called him a jerk, said all of that stuff about him.
Here, I'm handing you my answer.
Okay, thank you. So,
you can read it for question number three.
Does Alan Lipon say to me, let's get another table, I appreciate your friendship?
Okay.
Does he make small talk with Snyder and then say,
here's
my star player? Or does he walk past the booth, make small talk with Snyder, and then sit down with me and never mention anything about it?
Okay.
Those are your choices.
Don?
Yes, Mike?
I would now like you, just out of curiosity, the fact that I know you and I know our illustrious leader, would you please look at my answer?
Hold on. Why do you have something in parentheses?
Says that you had a second question there as far as the tables.
Okay.
Says don't change. He says don't change tables. That's what he says, and he greets Snyder and doesn't introduce you.
That is one guess. Buzz.
Before you had listed all the choices, I wrote Alan said hi, kissed Snyder's ring, and did not introduce you.
And now, I will be shocked if anything else is true.
Now,
I hope we're not disappointed.
I will tell you that I was operating with a handicap on my side.
Uh-huh.
That because I was at the last booth at this restaurant, there was a wall in front of me that had glass, which acted as a mirror.
Oh, perfect.
So I could not only see the back of Snyder's head, mm-hmm. I could see people as they walk in the restaurant and as they would approach.
Okay.
What did Alan do?
What did he do, Don?
I'll tell you, one of the things that he didn't do, he did not say, let's change tables.
I was right about that one. Mm-hmm.
He did not say change tables. In fact, he said, that's great. I'm in the restaurant already. I'll see you in a moment. Tensely, I sat at the table. I'd like to call as my witness, Bobo Robert Spiewak.
Very good.
I called my wife. She didn't want to stay on the phone with me. So I called my best friend, Rob. I said, Rob.
There was such excited hush tones.
Speaking in hush tones, I said, you're not going to believe this. I'm sitting here at the table. Snyder's right behind me. Alan's coming in. Now, you got to stay on the phone with me. So we play the game, and you're my witness. What will he do? Will he introduce me to Snyder or not? He is coming in. He is coming in. Rob was on the telephone, and I will tell you now that Alan line one, being the man of intestinal fortitude that he is, being...
What did he do, Don? What did Alan do?
He entered the restaurant.
Yes.
He saw Daniel Snyder of the Redskins, the owner.
Yes.
He stopped. He conversed. He shook hands. He actually, for one brief moment, stayed so long as to put his arm on the side of the bench coming up from the booth to indicate he was going to have a jolly old chat.
Sure.
How long did he stay at the Snyder table? I have the answer because the answer is on my cell phone.
Right.
3 minutes and 19 agonizing seconds for me.
Three excruciating minutes of tension, as I'm sure you were waiting mentioned.
You left out one small detail that I think is telling.
What's that?
He pretended to be pleasantly surprised to see him.
True. And as he was leaning...
Good detail.
Yeah.
As he was leaning on the booster chair, I'm saying to myself, what will Alan do? Yeah. And at that point, he said...
As the owner was eating his applesauce.
I quote, he said, well, it was really great seeing you,
mm-hmm.
and blah, 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 blah. He then sat down and said, so, how are you, pal?
There it is.
Yeah.
Could it have possibly been anything different?
A fun game, though.
Before, I'd like to point out, I wrote down my answer before you gave any of the options.
I will tell you that I did, as a matter of fact, tell the spineless, gutless Alan Line one, as he sat down, and I said to Rob, who was on the phone, I said, well, game's over. I'll see you at work. Bye. I hang up the phone.
He didn't get to where he is in this company with making those introductions.
That's right.
He said, who is that on the phone? I said, somebody from the show. I said, congratulations, you've already made the first segment today. He said, what? I said, you didn't introduce me to Snyder.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, I'm going to do that in just a moment.
I said, don't bother.
Too late. I said, plus, I already met the little guy. I already met Napoleon once. That one time at the stadium when his mafioso guys came in and gave me the old Snyder's here. They were clearing the room and all that other stuff.
And he came in here once.
Been in the studio.
Yeah, and he's been on our show. So it's not like it's a big deal.
We still have the phone books.
It's not like it's a big deal. But it would have been an extremely awkward moment, and I think it would have proved to the world once and for all. If Alan Leinwand has a set, and I found out today, he's like Olivia Soprano.
Mm-hmm. Nothing at all.
And incidentally, as she was being discussed the other day on this show, in the evolution that God has made her nether regions go through.
Nothing down there, totally eroded.
So
eroded away to nothing.
Alan, from all of us on the Don and Mike Show.
And incidentally, we should point out, Buzz and I both guessed the answer to that
right before all the choices were given.
Nothing could be more obvious. Yes.
And congratulations. You have both won the small to medium soft drink of your choice.
Fantastic.
Yay.
At O'Mara's.
Yeah.
I am.
So anyway, that's some funny stuff.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
You know, it's amusing and annoying all at the same time, isn't it?
He sits down, it's like I'm insulted. It's like, of course, I'm good enough to go to this fancy restaurant to have this meeting with him.
As long as no one sees.
But I know that, I'm one of the guys that says this stuff. But
you're like the relative that he doesn't want to introduce.
Right. Here's what you do. Here's the move. Incidentally, Alan, next time that we play, will Alan make what will Alan do, the Dan Snyder Jones? Next time what you do is you go over and you glad hand, you say, hey, I got a guy here that, whoa, boy, is he scared assless over here. Hey, Don, you remember Dan? That's how you handle it.
Yeah, well, I think he's proven.
That's how you handle it.
He's proven time and time again that, he's behind us.
And then he said to me, well, do you want me to go over there now? I said, no, listen, you don't get it.
And incidentally... That's also what relatives do.
The proper time, you're going to have dinner with anybody. I don't care if it's
I didn't know. I didn't. Did you want to be introduced?
Yes.
No, it's called
pride.
No, listen. He's only a guy that we've mocked on this show for the last 5 years.
There are general managers and program directors who would cherish the awkwardness of the situation.
Oh, you can't unring a bell.
Right.
I mean, come on, baby. You hear what I'm saying? You can't unring a bell.
You know what real stones would be?
And
hey, want to meet your biggest fan?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
anything like that.
Right.
I'm not in the position, incidentally, to lean over and go, because I'm sitting there with my boss, to lean over and go, hey, Snyder, what's happening?
No, you can't.
No, and
it's impossible for you to do that, because then that's just being ridiculous. That's being almost borderline insane.
But you should know that I was ready for it, though. And
yeah,
Rob will tell you, I was on the phone and I said, listen, Alan might, if I'm close enough here, he might, even in his own weaselly way, he might not be able to avoid me.
I'd love it, because the real way should be, hey, I think you two guys might know each other. Don Geronimo, Dan Snyder, Don Geronimo. And then there's that beautiful awkward moment.
Could all have a chuckle.
And you've got something to talk about.
Yeah, let me give him a call.
Well, you know what? You did have something to talk about anyway.
Oh, I sure did.
Even with the way that went down.
Hello?
Alan.
Very funny.
but so you, Alan.
Yeah,
so
yes it is. Yes it is.
I mean, really, it is. I think that's why Buzz and I both wrote down the answer before the question.
Yeah, you had me playing along, too.
Now, come on, really. And I even gave you the heads up to tell you that the dude was sitting at the table.
But you gave me the heads up as I was walking past the tables.
Well, excuse me that you're 10 minutes late for the appointment that you set up.
It was 7 minutes, but yes, I was a few minutes late.
You're late. I'm seated at the table, and I'm at least enough of a guy that I call you to say, hey, this guy's at the table.
Well, see, what he would need would be a little lead time on maybe how to handle it, but no, that didn't. Alan, the thought process. At any
thought process?
Yeah, there was really no thought process whatsoever.
You what?
I hung up the phone. I was walking into the... I was standing in the lobby of the restaurant, and Don calls. And I literally started walking back. He says, I'm back here. I said, great. He says, oh, whoa, before you come back, And that's when he told me.
Yeah, right. Snyder's at the table right next to him.
Yeah. Which was sort of interesting. I found that to be amusing.
Yeah.
Now, it was
I'm just writing down.
Incidentally, it was at that point that I knew.
Restaurant.
Yeah, right. You got the restaurant. It was only at that point that I already knew the outcome of what would Alan do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I already knew the outcome. I knew that I would be the afterthought. And Alan, how is it that I... Why is it that you're so not proud of me? Am I not a good earner for you?
Sure, you're a great earner.
Really?
You're a great earner.
Then why wouldn't you want to show me off? Why is it that you would want me to sit back-to-back with a man who is nearly as powerful as I am, nearly as good-looking as I am?
I have another question for Alan that I'm curious about.
He's only got me in the money department.
Alan?
Yes?
Did you get any vibe from Snyder that he knew Dom was sitting in back of him?
No.
Okay. All right.
And you didn't help that at all?
Not for one minute.
You didn't feel any bit of pride at all to say, hey, Slugger, guess what?
You know what? I didn't even think of it.
I got my own Slugger.
Wow.
How could you not think of it? I'm sitting there, and he's sitting there.
I looked over once, and quite frankly, I saw you on the phone. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, when I was on the phone with Rob playing the game, that doesn't count.
But I didn't know you were
that doesn't count.
Rob.
That doesn't count.
Side,
that doesn't
that.
Count because you knew because I already called you and told you that the guy was sitting
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know.
And you say it was timing, but you had time enough to make a call. Alan?
Well, listen.
Alan?
Yes.
I had time enough to make a call. You get that?
Yeah,
it was all about timing, but I had time enough to make the call. And you had time enough. You were walking in. You had time. You could have made the decision.
How wonderful it would have been if this segment had started and Buzz and I were both wrong about it.
No,
it wouldn't have been as entertaining.
Oh, no. I guarantee it would have been,
yes,
been as entertaining. And I'll tell you why. Because it would have put me on the grade A hot seat.
It would have put you on the hot seat, but you would have risen to the occasion because I know how you would have greeted him. It's the way we both said that we would greet him if we ever saw him in a restaurant. We would say, well, how are you doing? Are we having for lunch today?
Down on my knees, I go, but train and the bus go round and round, round, or whatever that song is you right. sing to Bart.
Are you having the, and what are we having for lunch today? Are we having the grilled cheese? The carrot sticks?
No, come on, Alan. I would have said, after all that stuff about PB&J, I would have said, listen, Dan Snyder, Don Geronimo, damn glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what I had going.
And, of course, the nice thing about that particular restaurant is that he can wear his lobster bib no matter what he's eating.
Anyway, you know, you could have done it, Alan, but now, unfortunately, I'm afraid that you owe both Buzz and Mike, that's right, the vacation of their choice.
Yay!
I thought it was a soft drink.
Oh, the soft drink, right, I forgot that.
Yeah, okay.
Soft drink.
I am a visionary.
Soft drink at O'Mara's. Gotcha.
I'll have them down for you guys in a few minutes.
Have what down?
The soft drink.
Soft drink. Okay, no, never mind.
Alan.
Never mind.
On me.
Never mind.
Wow.
You really inspire people. I just want to say, as we talked about today, it starts at the top.
That's
yeah.
Right.
That's
where the fun begins.
It starts at the top. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about feeling good about yourself? Let's say that you're me. Sure, now I could have leaned over and said to the guy, hey, Dan Snyder, it's me, Don Geronimo. But I've already done that twice.
You could have leaned over and gone, what are you having for lunch, Mr. Little Man?
I could have done that. Sure, I could have done that. I've already done it twice. But it would have been funny and more awkward if my boss, the guy who pays me, was to say, oh, listen, hey, Snyder, here's the guy right here. You want a piece of him? Something like that.
Yeah, you'd be kind of out of that one, Alan. You know, it wouldn't be your fight.
But no.
Nah.
Duly noted.
Listen, you know. And don't even ask me about our fascinating discussions about the FCC today.
Oh, God.
I thought we had a nice lunch after that.
I'm more twisted on the entire topic than I ever was before.
Of course you are. You had lunch with Alan.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Thanks for playing What Will Alan Do? And now I have one final one for Buzz and yes. Mike.
All right. Very good.
Hold on a moment, please, Alan.
All right.
Let me see. I'll take all of this so he can't hear us. Okay. What will Alan do? If I say goodbye, will he hang up or stay on the line? Mike.
He'll hang up. He wants to get off.
Buzz.
He'll hang up. He wants off.
Alan?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Wow. Do we know this guy or what?
You do. You are visionaries.
I am a visionary.
You are.
Oh, God.
That's how we play the game.
Oh, I can relate to that. Man, that I bet you were ready to just throw him through a window.
Because I was ready for it. I was ready for, and all he had to do was I gave him the biggest softball in the world.
I throw this out because it's a guy we used to work with. Goodman would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Goodman would have done it in a minute.
Here's what you do. You throw me to the wolves. Mm-hmm. You say, hey, Dan, I got a guy here. I know you probably want to take a piece out of this guy. Hey, Don, why don't you come over here and meet the guy who you say all the stuff about?
Here's the deal. Goodman would have done it. The previous guy here wouldn't have done it either.
Here's the thing. Under those circumstances, I would have stood there and taken my lumps and duked it out with him and told him what for. But I'm not going to be the one to lean over. When my boss has already greeted him, I'm not going to lean over the partition and go, like a guy over the top of a men's room wall, go, excuse me. Oh, hey, Dan. Hey, I'm the disc jockey that talks about you on the radio. Remember the guy you called and you wanted to have me fired that time?
Sure.
I'm here with my boss, but he didn't have the stones to say I'm sitting at the table with him. And now we're going to be playing a game on the air today.
It was a fun game, though. I love that game.
I hope we play it again.
What did Alan do?
We all knew what to do.
Yeah. What did?
And we hate Buzz. We're 2 for 2 on that.
That's pretty good, yeah. And the pride thing. The pride thing. You don't buy a Fleetwood and hide it in the garage.
No way.
You know, you bring it out. You're proud of it.
Absolutely. No matter. You bring your hot rod out.
That's
and
right.
You bring that prized Harley, Buzz. You
That's
bring
right.
that out of the garage. Even though the noise on that Harley might annoy your next
That's
door neighbor.
That's right.
You still say, hey, is that a fine machine? Is that a fine product right there? That's what
right.
you do.
That's what you do.
So that's how you play.
Jesus.
That's how you play the Allen game.
Come on.
Last night, I do want to give you a plug. Mike's Bacteria Cafeteria, O'Mara's, is open.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah. Right? I'll take Look Around Cafe. Ixnay on the Icteria.
Gotcha. And here's your chance for a plug. The location is?
8971 Center Street. I hope
that is correct.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
8971 Center Street. My mother asked me that last night, and I didn't know. And I got the lecture. She said, what do you mean you don't know?
Well, she's right. Your mom's right.
Well, no, it's I drive to it. I know the end. I know how to get there.
Sure, it is.
I've heard this book before. This is a book called Mary's Always Right.
Mary is always right. God bless Mary.
Your mom is always right.
God bless Mary. We are having one of those father, mother, son moments, even though my father's not around, and it was very touching and very pretty, very put upon.
Up in the office today before the show.
All I was thinking driving in today was, because of the similarities for those people that have watched the Larry Sanders Show.
No, listen.
The similarities are such.
Hank.
That I'm. If I'm not careful, if I really relaxed and came in here and wasn't controlling what I said to Don, which I normally don't worry about doing, but in this particular circumstance I do, because if I came in today and I had the conversation that I really wanted to have with him, it would have been right out of the Larry Sanders Show. It would have been exactly the same thing with the part where, Hank's all feeling put upon because he's got all these last minute things that he's dealing with and he's exhausted and he's doing that. I even said a little something about it, and Don just starts cracking up because he
is tired. Yeah, I've been burning the bulb at both ends. That's all.
Oh, man, I know what you mean. I'm doing the Fox movie right now.
Just try opening a restaurant sometime.
Hank, you're up in the office before the show, and you're really thinking about tables and chairs and fire marshals.
This was a day where I was somewhat delighted to be coming in here.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon.
I met them and they're great, and the president had called them geniuses.
Redskins Radio. 106.7 WJFK.
Join any sport and health club during November and save 50% off the joining fee, plus get a free personal training session and specialty class. Visit sportandhealth.com or call 1-800-88-CLUBS today.
And here's your total. Well, thanks for coming to the UPS store.
Wow, that's a great price. This must be a mistake.
No, sir. 1,200 copies, 6 boxes I packed and shipped, and 50 spiral-bound presentations. Got it all, sir.
I run a small business, too, and I think you're giving away the farm here. Are you sure you don't want to check that receipt again?
When you copy, pack, or ship at the UPS store, you'll be surprised at how much time and money your small business can save. Well, I double-checked, sir. There's no mistake.
Is the decimal point in the right place?
Absolutely, sir.
I got to send in some kind of rebate coupon?
No.
I got to talk to a guy who knows a guy?
That would be me.
You're the guy?
Sir, I don't know what...